This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Supreme Court did not issue any interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 yesterday while hearing a batch of petitions challenging it. The centre asked for some more time to prepare for the argument in the 3 points raised by the Apex Court. The Apex Court will now hear the matter today. A bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan asked the Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Waqf by user can be disallowed as many as not have requisite documents to get such Waqfs registered. The three-judge bench considered passing the interim order on the petitions challenging the new act. The bench raised 3 key points. It said that the properties declared by the courts as Waqf should not be denotified, whether they are by Waqf by user or Waqf by deed. While the court is hearing the challenge of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025, the court further said it will order the provision of the Amendment Act as per which a Waqf property will not be treated as the Waqf while the collector is conducting inquiry into whether the property is a government land will not be given to effect to. The court also has said that it will order the members of the Waqf boards and the Central Waqf Council must be Muslims except of the ex officio members. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the inauguration of Amravati Airport as a great news for Maharashtra, especially Vidarbha region. In a social media post yesterday, the Prime Minister said that the active airport is Amravati and will boost the commerce and connectivity in the region. Earlier, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that the flying training organization to be established at the Amravati city of Vidarbha will train 180 pilots each year through its fleet of 34 training planes. It will be the biggest pilot training institute in the Southeast Asia. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that the pillars of the industry and the commerce occupy a pivotal place in India's leadership resolute commitment to transforming India into a fully developed nation by the year 2047. To realize this national aspiration, Mr. Birla called upon the stakeholders to embrace the model of development that is not only sustainable and enduring, but also inclusive. Addressing at the event to mark the 120th anniversary of the PhD Chamber of Police and Industry in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Birla observed that the development-oriented policies of the Government of India are providing new energy to industries. Ministry of Mines has issued guidelines for setting up of the Centres of Excellence under the National Critical Mineral Commission. This is in pursuance to the key pillar of mission, which is research and technology development in critical minerals. The critical raw materials from the crucial supply chain of the emerging sectors of the green energy and the mobility transition, in addition to the advanced technology and strategic sectors like the electronics, defense and space. The ministry's statement said that it's in order to develop and demonstrate and deploy the technologies in an end-to-end system approach is essential to conduct the research and development so as to reach the higher technology readiness level. The retail inflation dropped to 4.6% in the fiscal year 2024-25, marking the lowest level in 6 years since 2018. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that it was measured as a consumer price index and the year-on-year inflation rate for March 2025 fell to 3.34%. This represents a decline of 27 basis points from February 2025, making it the lowest monthly inflation rate since 2019. August. The 6th edition of India-Uzbekistan joint military exercise, Dust Lake 6, commenced at a foreign training node in Arnd in Pune, Maharashtra yesterday. The Indian contingent comprising 60 personnel is being represented by the battalion of Jat Regiment and the Indian Air Force. The Uzbekistan contingent is now being presented by the personnel of the country's army. The Defence Ministry said that the joint exercises and annual training even conducted alternatively in India and Uzbekistan. In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals in a nail-biting contest after the scores were tied at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi tonight. The thrilling contest pushed into a super over where Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.